how the votes are counted. Your vote is counted according to the preferences you indicate on your ballot paper. First preference, number one votes, are counted first, then your later preferences, numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on, are counted as described below. To be certain of election under the Hare Clark system, a candidate must obtain a set proportion or quota of the votes for his or her electorate. Any candidate whose votes equal or exceed a quota is elected. A quota is calculated using the following formula. A quota equals the total number of valid votes divided by the number of vacancies plus 1, and then 1 is added to that number. The quota in each 5-member electorate is 1/6 plus 1, or roughly 16.67% of the valid votes. A candidate must reach the quota simply by receiving first preference number 1 votes, or by receiving a combination of first preference votes and votes transferred from other candidates who have been elected or excluded. If a candidate has more votes than the quota, and not all vacancies have been filled, the surplus votes of that candidate are distributed to other candidates according to the preferences indicated on those ballot papers. If, after all the surplus votes have been distributed, vacancies remain to be filled, the candidate with the fewest total votes is excluded, and his or her ballot papers are distributed to continuing candidates according to the preference shown by voters. After ballot papers are distributed from an excluded candidate, the total votes for each continuing candidate are recalculated to determine whether any candidate has now received votes equal to or greater than the quota. The process of distributing surplus votes from elected candidates and excluding the candidate with the fewest votes continues until all vacancies are filled. Know how to vote cards at polling places. Remember that political canvassing, including distributing how to vote cards, is banned within 100 metres of a polling place. This means that you need to plan in advance how you want to vote. What your ballot paper will look like. While the party columns won't change, remember, under Robson rotation, candidates' names can appear in different positions within each column. Please read the instructions on the ballot paper carefully. Write numbers in the squares, no ticks or crosses, and don't repeat any number. Copies of ballot papers showing the candidates and parties standing for each electorate are available at www.elections.act.gov.au.